We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number four here of the program, and we get a visit here from Gina Snyder, the director of the Downtown Manhattan Incorporated, executive director, and she joins us on the phone. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. It's a busy time here in downtown Manhattan as we are getting set for a pretty nice parade here this Friday.
Oh, man. This is my favorite time of the year. And while it is super busy, it's always good to put this event together for the community. It's going to be a great day. The weather is supposed to be perfect tomorrow night or Friday night. So just want to welcome and encourage everybody to come on down at 5:30 is when the parade starts. But we encourage you to come down a little bit earlier to find a spot, either in a restaurant, on a platform, or on the sidewalk. We think it's going to fill up pretty quickly.
Now, when you are going down there to try to find a place to park, do they close any certain streets off ahead of time?
Yes, they sure do. Starting at 2 o'clock, really most of the area north of Point near the mall, behind the Tallgrass Tap House and the Community House, all of that whole area will be closed to vehicular traffic. That's our staging area for the parade. So I encourage our patrons to come down and park in the mall parking lot over near the AMC side where the movie theater is. Use, of course, the parking garage. Use the city parking lots to the south of Point at 3rd and Houston and 5th and Houston.
Okay, very good. And, you know, the good news is, weather-wise, I think we're going to have fantastic weather for the parade, which I have been able to say in the past, but the high on Friday is scheduled to be 66 with, you know, who knows, at 5:30 it'll probably be cooling off by then. But if we're in the 50s for parade time, that's not bad.
It is a blessing for sure. We actually, for the last couple of years, have been really lucky. We've had some really nice weather, knock on wood. There's been a couple of times when it's been just brutally cold, but this is a parade that has never been canceled and probably never will be canceled. So I'm always thankful when the weather is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as far as entries are concerned, how many have you got in so far? Can you divulge that information?
Yeah, sure, of course. At last check this morning, we were right at 64 entries. That's a little under our 2019 numbers, which was a record-breaking year for us at around 72, 73, I think, off the top of my head. And then, of course, I've got a pretty ambitious goal. I would like to be the largest lighted parade in Kansas, and so we need to get up over 85 entries at some point in the next couple of years. I'd like to do that. So down a little bit this year, but I think COVID is still having a little bit of an impact on those numbers.
Absolutely. Well, it's certainly a fun parade, and I always look forward to all the neat float ideas here. I think people really get creative with this parade, and you know, the only requirement is it has to have some lights on it.
Yep. You have to be lighted, and you're right. It is the most beautiful. I mean, okay, I'm a little biased, but it truly is a beautiful parade because of the fact that every entry has to be lighted. And so it's just really fun, whether you're pulling a wagon full of kids and, you know, the wagon and the kids and you are all lighted up, or you're driving a really awesome float made out of food to benefit the breadbasket, which is one of the entries. It doesn't matter. You know, that's the cool thing about it is it feels like the ultimate community gathering during the holidays, and that and the lighting of the tree at Festival of Lights. These two events really do bring the best of our community together, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's the spirit of the holiday as a lighted parade here coming up this Friday. And again, bring out some food donations for the Flint Hills Bread Basket, because that's another added value to this, is you can really make a difference to those who need it.
Yes, this is actually our 20th year of doing this parade, and it's always been centered around taking care of those in need during the holiday season, and whether that's through funds, through the mayor's food and fund drive, which happens simultaneously with the parade. We also will have, as always, carts in the front of the parade where patrons who are sitting around watching the parade can simply walk up to those carts as they're slowly rolling by and place a canned food or non-perishable food item on those carts. And the bread basket will be leading off the parade, and they certainly would appreciate those carts being full by the time they get to the end of the parade at Triangle Park in Aggieville.
Now, we've talked in the past about the platform contest here. How is that going, and when does that wrap up again?
Oh, my goodness. So it's actually over today, and we were absolutely thrilled. We had thousands of votes. It was really fantastic. And Santa and the mayor will be downtown this evening at right around 5 o'clock to award the People's Choice Award, and then also the Mayor's Choice Award. And then the winners have been notified, and I have announced it to the district, so I'll go ahead and announce it now. But People's Choice Award, by more than 800 votes, clearly went to Finn's Pub. They did a phenomenal job just Clark Griswolding the heck out of their platform. It's so fun. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to come down and look at it. It looks phenomenal. And then the Mayor's Choice Award goes to AJ's Pizzeria, and the mayor really liked that dining platform because it has a theme, and it looks like a float. If you're standing in the street looking at it, it actually looks like it's a float going down the street. So they'll be getting their awards and their really, really fun trophies this evening at 5 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. And those lights will stay up through the Christmas season.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Voting is over. Yep, voting is over, but the lights will be there all season long, and I think we can expect that this will be a long-standing tradition from here on out.
Excellent. Well, what would you say, the shopping season's obviously underway now. How would you say the businesses are flourishing here this holiday season?
I think we're doing pretty good. We've had several really great events geared towards our retail shopping season. Of course, Holiday Open House, Small Business Saturday. We also did an event called 12 Drinks of Christmas. And we've learned from those who've purchased passports that when they came down many times over the last 4 weeks to partake in 12 Drinks of Christmas, they actually had a meal or went shopping. And so this pub crawl, slow crawl event really turned out to be a beneficial for all of the businesses downtown.
Awesome. Well, good to hear. And we had you in the last week. We're talking about how important it is. It was right before Small Business Saturday here, but you mentioned the fact that every day should be that way because of the support that you give to those businesses and how much that really strengthens the community.
It is an actual proven fact. Economists nationally will tell you that the power of the local dollar is a real thing, and it has actual power to improve the vitality of your community economically. And if everyone all year long just made concerted efforts and intentional buying. You don't have to do it with every purchase, certainly. And this by no means is to say, don't shop in the quote-unquote chain stores or big box stores. But if you make a few more of your regular normal purchases or do business locally, every $100 that you spend, $68 of those dollars stays in this community. And that $68 gets recirculated over and over again. It goes to pay an accountant. It goes to pay a contractor, an electrician that's, helping those small businesses stay open. And all of those folks are local. So you're just recirculating that local dollar, and it's so super important for our economy.
Yes, absolutely. So shop local, that's what we say around here, and continue to help out all of our local businesses. Again, the holiday parade coming up on Friday, 5:30, that's when it kicks off, and I have that right. It's 5:30, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So be sure to check that out, and you know, it's a good opportunity. Again, I think also there, with all the businesses that put out floats and such, that's another good reminder of to shop local as well. So
absolutely. I mean, this parade is an absolute showcase of, as I was saying earlier, the best in our community, whether that's a neighborhood group that's walking or a business that took the time and resources to put together a float. I think it's a good show of how our community comes together during the holidays and really all year long.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it, Gina, and I know you're busy getting it all organized, so we appreciate you stepping aside here and giving us some time to talk with you about it.
Thanks so much, Brandon. I always love coming in to talk to you.
Well, you enjoy the updates, so thank you so much. And
okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you to Gina. Thank you to Darren Emery from the Manhattan Fire Department. Getting some updates on license renewal, and also USD 383, our guests from the school district, Marvin Wade and Kristen Brighton. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to hear from some officials with the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility, our regular chat with them, and we'll also hear from General Perry Wiggins on the show as well.